Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Alan Bell. Sportsline. On the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, welcome back, and we're joined now on the phone by Alan Bell of Sportsline. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Fantastic. All right, I've got two things for you out of the gate real quick.
Perfect.
Do you have Sonics near you?
We have a lot of them. Several Sonics.
Okay. So we had a big discussion yesterday, all right? Which is the better Sonic drink, Ocean Water or Cherry Limeade?
I've always been a Cherry Limeade guy.
Same.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It sounds like you're an ocean water guy.
Well, I am, but let me say, cherry limeade is delicious. So, we're not saying no to either. And number two, how was Roger Maris not in the Baseball Hall of Fame? What are we doing?
Well, he only hit 61 home runs that one time.
Yeah. I figured that's good enough to get in, right?
Let's see. How many career home runs did Roger Maris have?
He had three strong years. I get it, right? The numbers overall. But I feel like that record kind of gets you in. You know what I mean?
He only had 275 lifetime over 12 years. He won back-to-back MVPs and was an all-star basically for 4 years. So he was really hot for 4 years. Do we need to have a conversation about potentially Roger Maris being the first steroid guy?
I think that conversation is warranted.
I'm just saying.
It's been on my mind, I'll tell you that.
It's a little odd, you know, you don't see that. You just burned really hot for 4 years.
The first steroid guy. I'll tell you what, that flat top was pure steroid right there. That thing was hard, buddy.
And maybe he gets a bump just because he had a movie made about him too. You know, you could throw that in the Hall of Fame as well.
Sketch it for another day, but I feel like that record, it's 3,000 hits on steroids. That record gets you at 80, we talked about that.
You would think, all right, Alan Bell here to resurface the Roger Maris to the Hall of Fame conversation.
These are the issues that America is afraid to face.
I would like to go back to Ocean Water versus Cherry Limeade real quick, though. So I think the reason I initially went, because I knew that they were both options, and there was something that was, experiencing the ocean as a child, there was something that was a little bit off-putting about drinking ocean water.
Yeah, ocean water is terrible. Not the drink at Sonic, actual ocean water.
Yeah, and I think that's why, Cherry Limeade just did a really good, it's a better branding thing, and I think that's why it won for me.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And, we were having a discussion the other night on CBS Sports HQ, and the producers who are all in South Florida, they told me, quote, ocean water is the worst drink at Sonic.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, yeah. They were far from Cherry Limeade, so there you go. South Florida, they love Cherry Limeade.
Okay.
And they're by the ocean, so there you go.
That's good to know, yeah, because you don't want to drink ocean water, especially if you're in the that region. How about, so speaking of being in that region, all the SEC football coaches and executives have made their way to the lovely Florida Panhandle, and they have decided to start talking. Have you seen the quote this morning from Missouri coach Eli Drinkwitz? I think you would like it.
No. What did he say?
All right. Missouri coach Eli Drinkwitz says college players through NIL are making more money than his brother-in-law, who is a pediatrician. Quote, he saves lives.
Okay. All right, Eli, that's great. I don't remember the last 100,000 people showed up to see him do surgery.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's also the oddity of, Eli Drinkwitz, the football coach, making several times more than his brother-in-law, who is still a pediatrician.
That's the other point. And also of taxpayer money.
Still of taxpayer money.
I'm kidding about the 100. That, like, obviously, pediatricians are very important. Like,
yes.
That, nothing negative on them. I'm talking about the irony here of him saying that. Like, what planet do you live on, dude? Like, you are making three times all of the people included. It's nuts.
So it's always hard to tell because we went through this in the last segment. Like, coaches in the summer, they get a microphone stuck in their face, and it's like, all right, time to say something. And it's always hard to tell if they actually like want to have a real conversation about what this means and how it needs to be fixed, or if they're just saying, hey, this is kind of crazy, which I'm okay with. I say that out loud to myself every day. I'm like, whoa, this is kind of crazy what we do and how it came to sort of be this way. That part I'm here for, and I'm here for the conversation. But the other one, it's like, all right, you got to really think about it if you want to go down that road.
Yeah, and I think you also have to have some, understanding of who you are in this totem pole. Like, let me say this. I wasn't criticizing Drinkwitz for making that money. That is an incredibly difficult job.
Yeah.
And college football coaches, like, that job is worth that money. It brings in a ton of money. I get it. I'm not negative on that at all. Not negative on players making money. There's a ton of money to go around. There's a ton of money being made, right? But take it to the next step. If I'm Eli Drinkwitz, okay, and I'm looking over and, Nick Saban's not saying anything like this. you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of read the room.
Read the room.
And you think, okay, well, Nick Saban and Kirby Smart are over here not saying a word. And I'm an idiot. Like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? I just don't get it.
I'm with you.
You got to read the room here.
Just read the room a little bit. Take a look around. It's like, ooh, maybe this is kind of crazy because I'm the Missouri football coach. And
now, I'll say this, though. I'll say this, right? Like, me being here in the southeast in Tennessee, okay? I like Drinkwitz. I think that Beamer at South Carolina, like, they can kind of both do this same thing. And I think that there's a part of it that goes to kind of, he's really kind of speaking to the locker room sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I dig it. And I also like guys that come in the SEC or any other conference, right, Big Ten, Big 12, whatever, and are different. I do like that a lot. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not criticizing the guy. It's just, if I were, one of these guys, I'm not always trying to make the headlines.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of want to get in and get out.
I actually think he's a pretty good coach. He's just funny.
Like, 100%. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, 100%. Like, I like Drinkwitz for sure. Like, I think he's good for Missouri. I like him. Missouri is good. You know what I mean? So, 100%. Dude, I'm with him.
So over the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking about, I think one of your favorite things, just judging off of, what it feels like you're watching and, caring about on a daily basis, the college baseball tournament, which leads and it ends up here in a couple of weeks. So I want to start here. Actually, we have a bunch of college like baseball fans here because they grew up around the College World Series. How did you get into college baseball? Like, why is college baseball kind of your thing?
Yeah, man. I just used to go to games with my dad, like when I was a kid, right? Like, we used to live in Knoxville for a little bit, and like my dad's like us, like he's a huge baseball guy, right? So we would just go, dude. And like, I remember as a kid, like running behind like the fence, like trying to like take home run balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just remember being there like my whole life. Like, I played baseball my whole life. I was around it a lot. And then, as we got older, there's only kind of certain parts of the, like, the country that, like, take it seriously. Like, you guys take it very seriously. You know, the region down here takes it seriously. You know, the West Coast takes it seriously. So it's kind of one of those things to where not everybody gets down with it, but the people that do see how awesome of a sport that it is. You know what I mean? And it's wild, and it's fun, and it's crazy. And this year is going to be just good luck. Like, if you're betting on it this year, good luck, man.
Well, let's get into it. What do you think about the setup? And is there anything you're sort of looking at as the field got released yesterday? And I mean, we see We see regional upsets every, like, there's going to be a couple of those top seeds that don't make it out of the regional round, and then there's going to be somebody random who makes it all the way to Omaha. Like, what are you sort of looking at as you watched it unfold yesterday?
Yeah, so, you know, first off, let me go back to last year, right? Ole Miss kind of changed the game a little bit in terms of, you know, they kind of went with the load management somewhat during the toward the end of the year, to where they made sure, and they were the last team to get into regionals, by the way, and won the national championship, but they made sure that their pitchers were fresh, arms were fresh, bullpen was good, and hitters were in a good spot, and they got into regionals and just basically didn't lose, right? So I'm fascinated to see teams that, you know, are healthy, stay healthy. You know, how much does pitching matter? You know, what do these games look like, you know, in terms of run production? And then also, this year has been the most insane season of college baseball that I've ever seen in terms of there's so much parity that it's been like the NCAA tournament all year. Anyone can lose to anyone at any moment.
Yeah.
Right. And then the other big thing is that you noticed teams didn't really take midweek games seriously this year, right? Like, they took, you know, the weekend series in conference, you know, very seriously. But Tuesday, Wednesday games, I mean, a lot of teams just didn't care, just completely didn't care. And that might be a benefit now. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, just prepare yourself. It's going to be nuts.
Like, Wake Forest, the number one overall seed, they've been awesome all year. LSU's going to have the top probably two picks in the draft, so they're going to be a threat to get here. Arkansas is always so much fun when they, you know, get to host a regional and are one of the top, you know, few teams in the country. Florida's really good this year. Is there a team toward the top that you sort of like and would say, all right, if they don't make it to Omaha, I don't know what happened?
Yeah, so you mentioned Wake Forest. Wake Forest has been un-freaking-believable this year. And, yeah, they entered as the number one team in the country. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm fascinated if this thing's for real, how far that they go. You know, you look at Clemson, a team like that. Like, dude, they have stepped up big down the stretch, right? You see them hosting the regional. Tennessee's in their regional,
yep,
right? So I'm fascinated to see what a team like Clemson looks like. You know, being here in Nashville, I'm fascinated. Vanderbilt baseball looks like, because they have everything that you would need to do it. Sometimes just the run production, man, is just not there. Like, they'll either score 27 runs or three. Like, it's just tough to figure out what you're going to get out of them. Another team in the SEC to take a look at, like you said, LSU, but they've had so many injuries. But the problem is that they've got the best pitcher in the country, Paul Skeens, that, dude, when he's on the mound, come on.
Yep.
Good luck. I don't know what in the hell you're going to do, but good luck. But after him, dude, LSU's a completely different team. So, yeah, man, like, I'm just fascinated. Like, there's a lot of teams that are playing good baseball right now, but it only takes one day to have an off day.
Yeah.
Then you couple that with an off day the next day, you're done, man. Like, it's tough.
I'll say this about Vanderbilt, you know, and I guess we got to see them a little bit because Nebraska beat them this year, actually, one time in Minnesota.
Yep.
They're 2-3 in their little bracket, Oregon and Xavier. That's tricky. That's a little bit tricky there. Because I saw Xavier up close this year, too, and I think that's a pretty good team, and Oregon's come on a little bit as well.
Yeah.
And then there's that other one with Indiana State, and that region with Indiana State and North Carolina and Iowa is really – sort of interesting as well. I don't know. Anything could happen in this regional round, and it wouldn't necessarily surprise me.
Anything. Like, let me say this. Anything. And I'll say this about Tennessee. Tennessee has been a team that has been dominant at home. And you know what? They only won one series on the road this year. One. But it was the last one against South Carolina, and they just tuned them up left and right. So it's like, okay, are they getting hot, or is this thing like a joke? You know what I mean? Like, they've got arguably the best pitching staff in the country. Like, they could go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you get six hits. Like, they're legitimately that good, but the bats can go cold. I mean, it's just, there's so many teams like that. Iowa's very much like that, too. It's fascinating.
So we'll catch up on that for the next couple of weeks here. NBA Finals. First of all, your thoughts on the Celtics and that situation last night, and then as we look ahead to the finals, It seems the consensus seems to be that the Nuggets get it done in relatively short order. I guess if you're looking at this from a gambling perspective, how do you go about it?
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of think that the Nuggets do this in the gentleman's sweep. All right, I think they win in five games.
Five.
And look, I'm not discounting Miami. Miami's unbelievable, and they played over their heads. And there's nothing negative against them. But, you know, what Miami does great, you know, that kind of zone perimeter defense, is exactly what Denver just destroys. Like, it's just, if Denver shows up and plays their game, they don't even have to play out of their mind. They just play their game. Miami's going to be in a world of hell. Like, it's just going to be tough. I'll say this, you know, with Boston, I mean, how fitting of an end is that to a locker room that I've said for a while has no heart? You look at Boston, like, they can't handle prosperity. Like, the minute that they take a breath because things are okay, they get lazy. They start shooting threes. Like, they just do all this dumb stuff, man. And it was like, immediately last night, you saw it, you're like, once the Heat get the lead, they're not going to give it up. And they didn't. I don't know what you do with Boston. Like, they've got talent everywhere, but there's something up with that. Like, nobody in that locker room has any heart, and they unfortunately went up against a team that's completely built on that. Like, that's all that they have. I mean, credit to Miami. They have played way, way over their heads here.
Yep, no doubt about it. Looking forward to the finals as well. Alan, great to talk to you, man. Great stuff, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you know what? Roger Maris conversation next week. Continue.
Full thing, 15 minutes the whole time.
Thanks, man.
It's Alan Bell of Sportsline. Let's talk Roger Maris.
That's what the people wanted today.
I don't think Roger Maris is a Hall of Famer. I mean, he did have a good 60-61, but I don't think he probably is. Iowa JD tweeted and he says, using Alan Bell's logic, should Brady Anderson or Albert Bell be in the Hall of Fame? Well, Albert Bell is, right? Not Albert.
Not Albert. Well, now you got me doubting myself.
No, not Albert Bell.
Yeah, JD knows his stuff.
Okay.
Sorry for doubting you, JD.
Yeah, I apologize. So, I don't think so. But he was a Yankee, and he had a movie.
He was a Yankee. He had a movie.
He had 61 home runs. Seven-time
All-Star.
Time. I don't know if you heard that.
Three-time champ, two-time AL MVP. His number is retired.
Do you think there was a big conversation in like the late 60s and 70s about Roger Maris' Hall of Fame candidacy on Sports Talk Radio in the 70s?
Yeah, I really do.
I don't think there was much sports talk radio in the 70s, but I was trying to bait you into talking like 1940s, man.
Well,
but even though
it wasn't 1940s.
Yeah,
though.
It was just a little off. It would be a little off.
Hey, man, do you think this Roger Maris cat deserves to be in the hall?
Yeah, he was cool for like 2 years, but other than that, I don't know. This is pretty average. All right. We'll take a quick break. Josh has the odd news next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.